Thomas Breach here with KVSC Sports, and today we are joined by St. Cloud State volleyball coach Chad Bregelman. And coach, great weekend. How's the feeling going here on this Wednesday?
Very good. You know, it's nice to be sitting here at this point of 5-0. You know, I think we're the only NSIC team that played five matches, so it certainly helps out. But a couple of women were looking at the standings the other day, so it's kind of nice where we're sitting at this point in the season. We haven't been here in a long time.
And, Coach, you mentioned that 5-0 start to the year. It's the best start for the program since 1985. And to top it off, all five matches that you won were in straight sets. What do you take away from that fantastic San Marcos showing?
Well, I think we had a nice chance to get everybody in, Thomas. We had a chance to win some matches. We played some teams that kind of are with us, at least last year with where we were ranked. There's a website that ranks the top 100 teams or top 300 teams in the country. So they were all kind of, we're all in that kind of 90 to 150 rank, and there's 305 teams in Division II. So we certainly didn't play the best teams in the country, Thomas, but we certainly didn't play the weakest or the worst teams in the country either. So good chance for us to match up with some out of region teams and kind of see how we can compete against a couple California schools. We got a team from Washington, and then also a team from New York and Adelphi that is historically has been pretty strong in their region. So very happy with the end result. Certainly we left with plenty of things to work with, but that's part of the fun of the preseason tournaments, figuring out where you're at and how you compare with other teams.
And Coach, the Huskies played a great defense in that tournament. You held opponents to a 112 hitting percentage. What was the key to that defensive success?
Well, I think the addition of a couple of our freshman defensive specialists, both Taylor Olstead and Lindsay Brunson, did a great job, but really started with Clara Krenz as our libero. I mean, she's got over 6.1 digs per set so far in the early part of the season and has just been rock solid back there from the time she got here. I mean, you know she's going to be there every day. You know she's going to show up to compete, and she pretty much plays at a high level all the time, so that helps. And then Nicole Miller back there, and certainly our two setters are doing a nice job defensively in the back row as well. Blocking-wise, we were solid. Maybe didn't have quite as many stuff blocks as our opponents did to score points, but I thought we did a good job with lining attackers up, funneling balls to our defense, and I think that ended up with almost 18 digs per set. So I think that's kind of the key, is limiting what they can do for scoring points and just doing a nice job defensively that way.
And Coach, you mentioned last week the influx of youth on this team, and you actually named a couple of those younger players just recently here as we're talking. And in San Marcos, plenty of those freshmen stepped up for the Huskies. What did you see from the new players?
Well, I was impressed with their composure out there, Thomas. I think they did a nice job for an opening weekend. Certainly, there's some nerves as you get rolling. Maddie Torvey did a really nice job for us setting. She went in after we got through a couple rotations as we're running a 6-2 rotation, and her and Krista did a real nice job and connected really well out there. And then, like I said, Taylor Olstead was just rock solid. I mean, in scrimmages to start the season, she was actually our best passer statistically for a couple of those tournaments. In San Marcos, she just continued that steady play back there. And, you know, not a lot of things she's doing wrong defensively, so it makes it really easy to continue to put her out there and give her some opportunities. Served pretty aggressive for the most part, so can't say enough about those two to start off with. And then you add Aaron Navrajal, did a really nice job for us on the outside, giving Abby Templin and Nicole Miller a little spell. So it was a nice warm-up for those guys, and we'll see how they continue to progress going forward.
And another thing that we talked about last week was that setter position. And in California, both Kayla Crin and Maddie Torvey played well with 92 and 67 assists, respectively. How do you see that position shaking out thus far in the season?
Well, you know, we talked a little bit with the team that sometimes a coach might prefer to run a 5-1 with five attackers and one setter, but we're certainly in the situation with Krista and Becca as our first and second or first and third or second and third best attackers right now that we have to find a way to get them both on the floor. So doing that means both setters are going to continue to get opportunities going forward. And until either one right side distances himself or one setter really distances himself, it's nice to have three hitting options in the front row at all times as we run a 6-2 offense. So at this point in time, I don't see it for changing in the immediate future, but as we go forward, we'll certainly evaluate all options and kind of go from there. Kayla, you know, is a little shorter and has run a 5-1 before in this league. Maddie's certainly a little taller, but coming in with an ankle injury from a Junior Olympic volleyball tournament in the spring, we want to make sure to save her and you know, I reminded her that she's in it for the long haul, not to be good for the first 2 weeks or first month of her college career. So we can limit some of that pounding and blocking and potential re-injury in the front row, it maybe behoove us to take care of those things on the front end and just go a little easy on it. And it gives, like I said, Beck and Krista both a chance to swing more often in the front row.
And finally, Coach, let's talk about this upcoming weekend as the Huskies will be playing in the Keweenaw Classic in Michigan. What do you expect to see from that tournament?
Well, last year we did a real nice job at that tournament, Thomas, coming away with a 3-1 record, and we were, I think, 3 points away from going 4-0 as we were up, I think, 22-19 against Northern Michigan and let that one slip away after being up 2-1 in the fourth set. So I certainly think that Northern Michigan and Michigan Tech historically have been the best teams that we've competed against in that tournament. I really like the way we're playing right now, though, Thomas, overall. I like the mentality. Our women just think at the end of matches and the end of sets, we're going to find a way to win. I think the best example of that was we're down in the third set against Fresno Pacific, our last match in California, and weren't playing real great, and it got to be about 18-18, and they kind of got this look in their eyes, and like, we're done, and I think the final score is like 25-20. We won 7 of the last 9 points or something like that, and just really stomped the door or stomped our foot on it and said, hey, we're going to be done, and we're going to find a way to be successful here. So I'm hoping for more of that same stuff this weekend as we get to Northern Michigan.
Thank you very much once again, Coach, for your time with us today.
Thanks, Thomas, and thanks to all our fans listening out there in KBSC.
And remember, folks, the Huskies will be playing this weekend in Michigan, but their home opener will be on September 14th at home against Bemidji State. You can find that match and all other home matches right on the KVSC Sports Stream by clicking on the link at the top of the page at kvsc.org/sports. Thomas Breach here with KVSC, and now we're joined by St. Cloud State senior outside hitter Nicole Miller. How's it going today, Nicole?
Good. I'm good. Good to be here. Thank you for letting me be on the show.
Oh, you bet. We're happy to have athletes come here on the show. And we'll start here with that tournament in San Marcos. The Huskies went out and swept away the slate with 5 matches won in straight sets and had 4 players, including yourself, named to the all-tournament team. What do you attribute to that hot start?
Just honestly, my motivation going out there, playing as hard as I could, back row and front row. I know I try to really contribute in serve, receive, passing, and defense, as well as when I came to the front row, I really try to utilize my hitting shots and try to be successful there. So.
And you had a fantastic showing in California, as I mentioned. You led the squad in points, kills, and service aces, as well as notching 4 matches with double-digit digs. What clicked out there for you?
Honestly, probably just playing for my teammates and going out there with a bang. I mean, it is my last year. I am a senior this year, so I really told myself, like, I'm going to give everything I can for this team and for the program. So just playing as hard as I could, basically. So.
And this is a very young Huskies team, 6 freshmen and 2 redshirt freshmen. As a senior, how do you personally try to lead those young players?
I try to motivate them by just giving it their all and anything you can give. So I know there's a lot of young talent on the team. It's just trying to warp them into like a college aspect and just, you know, going out there, like everybody has their own set of skills, just bringing it to the table and then working with it. So.
And looking ahead to Michigan this coming weekend, what do you expect to see from the Keweenaw Classic?
There's going to be a lot of good competition out there. I know Northern Michigan is going to be one of our tougher opponents, but if we keep playing with the roles we do with all the girls we have, I think we'll go out there with a win. We just need to really work hard on the court and have that mindset like we're going to win and we can do it. We are a successful team so far, so it's going to be a good competition out there. So.
And as a whole, St. Cloud State projects as a defensive-minded squad and currently sit in the or second in the NSIC in opponent hitting percentage. How do you plan on carrying that success into conference play looking past this weekend?
I'm definitely going to have to work hard in practice. I mean, I'm going to have to take it step by step, day by day. Just doing that and basically pushing my teammates too. Like, so there can't be a gap between us. We all need to work together in practice to get better. So eventually it'll come, but yeah, working hard in practice.
All right. Thank you very much, Nicole, for joining us. One last thing. Do you have any predictions for this upcoming weekend in Michigan?
I hope we have basically the same score we do in San Marcos. I mean, I know we all want to go out there and win, so we're just going to give it our all.
All right. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Once again, this was Thomas Breach here with KVSC, joined by St. Cloud State senior outside hitter Nicole Miller. You can catch all of the Huskies' home matches on the KVSC Sports Stream by going to kvsc.org/sports and clicking at the link at the top of the screen.